This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 8th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Supreme Court is scheduled to meet tomorrow and is expected to announce opinions on pending cases, raising hopes of a decision on tariffs. The court does not announce ahead of time which cases it will decide, so such hopes could be misplaced. The nine justices are weighing whether President Trump lawfully invoked his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act last year to levy global tariffs without congressional approval, as well as a set of tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico related to fentanyl. In November, justices appeared skeptical of the tariffs, questioning the administration's position in what has become one of the most consequential economic and political cases to come before the high court in decades. The court typically issues opinions each term through June. President Trump could announce his choice to lead the Fed Reserve later this month, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today. Bessent told the Economic Club of Minnesota that Trump hasn't yet interviewed the last of four finalists under consideration. The other contenders are Kevin Hassett, the director of the White House National Economic Council, Fed Governor Christopher Waller, and former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh. Bessent said Trump could make and announce his decision either before or after he attends the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, which runs between January 9th and 23rd. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's term expires May 15th. The White House has said that the United States will withdraw from over 60 international organizations, including more than 30 United Nations entities and several trade and conservation groups. Among the 66 groups the U.S. will no longer participate in are the UN Conference for Trade and Development, the International Trade Center, the International Cotton Advisory Committee, the International Tropical Timber Organization, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and the International Union for Conservation of Nature. These withdrawals will end American taxpayer funding and involvement in entities that advance global agendas over U.S. priorities or that address important issues inefficiently or ineffectively, a fact sheet explaining the decision suggested. A new government accountability report says the Food and Drug Administration has made some progress in creating a framework to carry out the Food Safety Modernization Act, but the agency still has work to do. The report says FDA has taken steps to implement FSMA's requirements, but, quote, it has not fully implemented certain sections of the new law focusing on preventing foodborne illness. Without FDA doing so, business, farmers, and other stakeholders may not have the information they need to effectively implement FSMA's preventative framework for reducing foodborne illness, it continued. The report found the agency has not yet issued guidance on good agriculture practices for reducing contaminated food risk or to protect against intentional adulteration or tampering of food. Dozens of angry farmers demonstrated in France and Greece today, halting traffic and blocking key roads with tractors that to protest European Union plans to move forward with a free trade deal with five South American nations. European Commission officials met this week with member state agriculture ministers trying to shore up support for a critical vote tomorrow for a South American trade deal. I'm Jeff Nally. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.